Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Gary Smith. We're talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks are even on the season at 4-4 with a loss in the only game since really last time we spoke. Actually, you played a couple games since last time we spoke, Coach. You played two games here in the new year. I want to go all the way back to your first game out of the break. That was right before we had chatted, and that was a really, really good game for your team, especially on the offensive side. Came out on fire and scored 70 points to beat Royal Valley 70-49. So what was it about that game that stood out besides just the offense and the team getting a little bit of confidence, it looked like?
You know, it was one of those deals that and Royal Valley, they know it too. I mean, they at this point maybe not as strong as they'd like to be, and it was a matchup that was, you know, a little better for us, and we did come out and shoot the ball pretty well, and things kind of went our way, and we did look, you know, pretty good. But a lot of it had to do with, you know, they're not quite where they want to be right now, and that was definitely to our benefit.
Nice to win your final game going into Christmas and then win your first game coming out of Christmas, and then you've had a little bit of time off. But you did get a game in last Thursday at Sabetha and end up losing by 13 points in the end. But I know it was a game that you led early and really stayed within a very good 7-1 Sabetha team throughout the night, even on the road. So were there even some positives, I guess, despite the loss to Sabetha last Thursday?
Very much. And, you know, it's kind of one of those deals that you're not sure – you know, what to expect, you know, when you go play the better team, making sure you know, as far as what you think you need to be or where you're at. But I thought we, you know, for 3/4 of the game, we did real well. You know, we just had a couple times in that ball game where I think they went on a 6-0 run the first half and they went on a 5-0 run the second half, and you had those up past 11 points. So, and those are things that you got to clean up when you're playing the good teams. And I really think that, you know, that we're going to be able to clean them up and be right in it with, you know, the good teams also.
Looks like you'll face some good teams again here this week with the Thunder Classic now scheduled for Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You take on the Thunder in the first game 7:30 on Wednesday night. So, of course, that's a rematch. You got Holton, another league team that's in this bracket. But how do you look at this midseason tournament, and what do you hope to kind of get out of these three games you got here now this week?
Well, you know, the good thing about it, when you go over there, you're going to play some good teams. And you know, I'd like to say we play somebody other than Nemaha, but, you know, it's just worked out. That's who we play, and they all, you know, they are a league opponent. But, you know, they know quite a bit about us. We know quite a bit about them. And you know, we feel good about the matchup and feel like that we'll, you know, we'll be in it with a chance. I really feel we will. And, but the biggest thing is, you know, the positive thing is you're playing good teams, and that's the way you get better.
Well, we look forward to broadcasting the games the next couple days there in Seneca, Coach. Hopefully your team playing some good basketball can keep it rolling this week, and we'll chat about them next Wednesday. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha.